Regardless of how good of a baseball team you might have, there are going to be nights when strange things happen that lead to a surprise loss. Thursday night was one of those occasions for the Moose Jaw Miller Express. Facing the struggling Swift Current 57s in Western Canadian Baseball League action at Ross Wells Park, the Express would give up 5 in the 8th inning to fall behind 7-5, tie the game in the bottom of the frame and surrender the game-winning run in the top of the 9th to drop an 8-7 decision. As a result, the Express are now 32-16 on the campaign but find themselves just playing out the string to close out the regular season, having clinched the East Division title earlier in the week. Things looked good for Moose Jaw in the early going, as a 3-run second inning staked the home side to a 4-1 lead. They'd add another in the 5th to go up 5-1, and things looked to be on track, but the 57s had other ideas. A run in the 7th got Swift Current within 3 and their 5 runs the next inning would give them control heading home. The Express would use solid plate discipline to tie the game in the bottom of the frame, getting 3 straight hits to load the bases before Nate Mensick drew a walk and Luke Lachance was hit by a pitch to bring home the tying run. It was all for naught, though, as all-star reliever Haldon Craig ran into control issues in the bottom of the 9th, giving up a pair of walks before a wild pitch would plate Kelton Saylor with the eventual game-winning run. Gabe Soto got the start on the mound for Moose Jaw and looked impressive, as he surrendered a run in the first inning but was lights out from there. He'd put together a quality start, allowing the one run over 6 innings of work, scattering 4 hits and striking out 3. Andrew Barger allowed a run in the 7th before Cameron Dunn endured one of his toughest outings as member of the Express, giving up the 5 runs on 3 walks and a pair of hits while getting only 2 outs in the 8th. Austin Gurney led the way at the plate for Moose Jaw, hitting a solo home run in the 5th and finishing his night 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 2 runs batted in. Luke Lachance also had a good night with a 3-for-3 showing that included 2 runs scored, while Chaz Poppe also crossed the plate twice. The two teams are right back at it on Friday night, as the Miller Express travel to Swift Current. Next home action is Saturday when Moose Jaw hosts the Regina Red Sox. Game time is 7 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.